welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Gentrio Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Jacob Murphy, and joining me today is Charlie Green. Charlie is the founder and CEO of Remento, a product that helps families turn memories into keepsake books full of written stories, all without having to write a single word. Charlie, thanks for being on.
Hey, Jacob. Yeah, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
So just off the bat, why don't you tell us a little more about what Remento is and how the idea came about?
Yeah, well, I would love to. You said it well. Remento is it's a platform that's designed to make it easier than it's ever been to help families capture and preserve family stories. We've got a flagship product called the Remento Book, which is using artificial intelligence to make the collection of family stories from a loved one really just so much more easy than it's ever been, including by automating the process of turning weekly recorded interviews into a book full of stories. And a lot of the inspiration for what we're building here comes from personal experience for all of the folks who are on our team who have either people in our lives that we wish it was easier to document, or in many cases have people who are no longer in our lives who we wish we had the stories of. Mm-hmm. So the work is deeply personal, and we've had a great time building technology that is allowing at this point thousands of families around the world to be able to capture the stories that we can enjoy learning about today, but then of course also be so glad that we have in the future.
Yeah, I was taking a look at your website and I saw that it uses, you know, AI technology to help write these stories. Can you give me a little more insight as to how that exactly works? I'm no tech wizard or anything, but from my understanding, you kind of you speak to the AI and record whatever stories you'd like, and then does it take it and rework what you say into a better, well-written story?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, when we set out to build this business, we had identified really clearly that there were so many people, so many of us, who have someone in our lives that has so many wonderful stories, like the grandfather or the mom or the dad, mm-hmm. who's got all of these memories that sometimes we roll our eyes when we hear, but at the end of the day, we love them for them. And we spoke to so many people who said, I wish there was an easier way to be able to document all of these stories because I want to make sure that they're available forever and always for my kids and their kids into the future. And what we found is that there's actually really no good way of recording those stories. We talked to people who would like kind of sneakily open up a camcorder or pull out their audio recording app on their cell phone and like maybe capture a couple of those stories. But there was no more thoughtful way of actually going about that process. So what we've done is we've built technology that makes it just super easy to go through the process very methodically of capturing stories of someone you love. So when you sign someone you love up for a Remento or buy Remento for yourself, you're basically subscribing to a year of weekly recorded stories. Mm-hmm. So every week there's a new prompt. You answer the prompt, or the person that you bought the subscription for answers the prompt in a couple of minutes, or in some cases up to an hour. And then we will automatically transcribe everything that's said and then take that transcript and turn it into a story. We have customers who like seeing the actual transcript as like the thing that they want to bring forward. And other customers take advantage of the fact that we can actually turn it into a first person or third person written story, as if you were writing a journal entry. And then we take all of the collection of content and we print it into books, which you can print out for yourself, you can print out for your family. And any of those people can either read the book themselves, which is wonderful, or they can scan the little QR that exists in the book and be instantly transported back to the recording that you created that was used to write the story in the first place. So some of our customers refer to it almost as like a narrated scrapbook or a narrated memoir, because you can either read it or you can actually listen to the content itself.
That's really cool. I appreciate the fact that it's I assume it's prompted, but I assume you could also just ad lib here and there.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, we have customers who take like a really heavy handed approach to saying like, I want to customize every part of the experience.
Yeah.
I want to learn about what your experience on the day that Pearl Harbor was attacked was like, and I want to ask 3 questions about that. We have others who are much more open ended, asking their loved ones to talk about a special memory from childhood. Mm-hmm. And what we find that's really exciting is that often the most interesting answer is not the one that comes from the first question, but the third or the fourth or the fifth.
Yeah.
Which is exciting because we find that people who are using Remento are enjoying not only the satisfaction of knowing that they're creating a book that's going to become valuable in the future, but they're actually like learning on a day-by-day basis about the people they love so much. And that learning process is incredibly, incredibly important, incredibly invaluable.
Yeah, I love the fact that it's a physical, you know, you can get back to the digital recording of it, but I love the fact that it's a physical book. You know, you were talking about having, you know, a video recording of someone, but if you have that on a camera or something, no, or on a videotape, no one's going to, it's much less likely someone will stumble across that, you know, grandkids and say, oh, can I put this in the VCR player that's in the basement or attic somewhere? It's, you know, versus a book, which could be laid out on the coffee table. And I know I've definitely stumbled across multiple books on different family members' coffee tables, and it's led to a long conversation about, oh, what is this? You know, my great uncle, he always had these books lying around about birds, and I discovered that he was an avid bird watcher and basically saved the eagle population in my town with his volunteer work. So, you know, the fact that it's a physical thing that you can lay out somewhere, I think is going to lead to a lot more families down the line, you know, having that moment where it's like, oh, this is grandpa's story. This is my aunt's stories. Let's, you know, let's have you get to know your family member who you may still know or is no longer with us. So I think that's really cool. Additionally, I wanted to ask, because we've, you know, at Gentrio had a not a problem with this, but it's definitely a speed bump that some people require to get over. Have you experienced any hesitation from your customers in wanting to take something like a passed down story and turn it into a more, you know, digital version of itself? Obviously, you have the book, so it may not be as big a trouble for you as for us, where it's, you know, taking your estate plan and making it a cloud stored thing that you have. But,
you know, we honestly haven't. And I think I think it's for a couple of reasons. Really delighted to see that people have really latched onto this concept. The first is because of what you said earlier. People are really excited about this idea of a physical product. Mm-hmm. All right, when I feel like I'm creating something that's actually going to have tangible value, that's important. And there are so few digital applications these days that lead to physical products that mm-hmm. ours really stands out. And I think you're tapping into something that really, that's felt by a lot of people, which is like, we're all taking more photos than we ever have, mm. right? We have more 10-second videos than we've ever had. But it really begs the question is like, what is the point of all of that if it enters into a messy library that, at least in my case, feels absolutely insurmountable? Like, I have 8,000 photos from my wedding day, mm-hmm. and my parents have one. And they very well may enjoy that one photo than I enjoy the 8,000 photos that I have, purely because I don't know how to engage with them. There's just simply too much. And the thing that we'll do in the future is create a book. We got married 2 years ago. We should have a book by now. We still haven't. We've put it off because that process feels really intimidating. Mm-hmm. But we know that once we have the book, we'll be able to enjoy the content. And that's one of the things that we've learned very early, is that creating these physical assets that can actually be handed down, mm-hmm. be kept in your hands, it's really important to the cause. The second thing that we find is there are a lot of people who are having very active thoughts around their parents' isolation and loneliness and cognitive impairment that is brought on by way of lack of engagement with people around them. And what Rimento offers is not only a book to be able to put on your coffee table, but a journey over the course of a year where you are having engagement with your family on a weekly basis. That's one of the things that we really focused on when we were building the product, is building collaboration mm-hmm. into the technology. So we often see 5, 10, or 15 members of a family watching one person in the spotlight, but taking a very active role to making sure that they feel that the questions that are being submitted to them on a weekly basis are not created by some company that has a bank full of questions built by experts, but actually questions that reflect what the family is most curious to learn.
I think a big buzzword that comes to mind when talking about either Gentrio or talking about Rimento is the word legacy. And I wanted to ask you, you know, what does legacy mean to you in the eyes of a company like Rimento or a company like Gentrio, where you can take these stories and turn them into, like you said, a physical book to be passed down, or in our case, taking a person's estate plan and making it more accessible, making it so that if, you know, the worst does happen, you're prepared and you can focus on what matters. So what does legacy really mean to you in the eyes of Rimento?
Yeah, legacy means defining for yourself what you will pass down to those you love. right? And Gentrio has taken such, I think, a thoughtful approach to democratizing access to thoughtfulness, making it so that you don't need to pay thousands of dollars to a lawyer to be able to control the destiny of your estate for your family. Because ultimately, we all will pass away, right? We know that. And we know that the responsible thing to do is be organized when we do so that our loved ones can focus on missing us and not on cleaning the things up that we should have ourselves. There's so much to pass down when we pass away. And there's a huge component of that, which is financial, which is why it's so important to be organized in that regard. And that's why estate planning is a thing that is important, that people think about, like brushing their teeth. It's just something that we should all be doing, right? We believe, though, at Rimento, that there's another responsibility that each of us have, which is to pass down our lived experiences to others. Because although we may not feel personally that our stories are significant or matter, we don't have the right to define that for our grandkids and our great-grandkids and our great-great-grandkids, who may very well just be curious to know what it was like to live through an era where the iPhone was invented, right? Or cars still drove on the ground.
Yeah.
Right. We have the opportunity to be able to pass that wisdom onto other generations. And what we're trying to do at Rimento is make it as easy as possible to do that. And while we do that, bring the family together in a really special, precious, and memorable way.
Yeah, unfortunately, in our case, some people just don't brush their teeth, which is, you know, what we're trying to fix in this world. But I do think that it's incredibly important to recognize that, you know, on our side of things, we focus on a lot of people's their physical assets, their wealth, and who they want their money to go to, or their car, or whatever. But I think a lot of people fail to realize that one of the biggest assets you have is not something that might be valuable to someone outside of your family. It's that, it's those stories. It's that legacy that you want to pass down. And I think there are some crucial effects that happen if you fail to pass those kind of those legacies down the line.
We often ask our customers, and I for the record, I could not agree with you more. Like a lot of our customers will ask us the question, like, why would I record my life stories? I have not lived a life that is all that unique, right? And the question that we ask them back is, would you want to listen to the perspectives of your great-great-grandmother? Would you be interested if that was available to you? And the answer is unequivocally yes, of course I would. I'm just curious and interested because my identity exists in hers. And the reality is that it's really hard for each of us in our small brains to understand how important our lives are to generations in the future. But any of us who has lost someone in our lives understands how important that connection is. So what we're trying to do at Rimento is exactly the same thing as what you're trying to do at Gentrio, which is to say your experience, your assets, are important, and setting them up to be passed down to others is like something that is not only the right thing to do, but it's something that will benefit the people you love in a tremendous way.
Yeah. I know at Gentrio, we always have the phrase in our minds, leave a legacy, not a mess. And I suppose for you guys, it's, you know, leave a legacy. Don't let people guess at as to what their family was like, or what their grandparents or whatever was like. In terms of the actual company itself, what are some of the struggles that you ran into, you know, while building up? How long has Rimento been around, actually, real quick?
We've been around for a little over 2 years.
2 years, okay. So still relatively young. But an idea that I don't think I've seen anything even similar to in that space. So, but what are some of the struggles that you've run into while building up Rimento?
Well, the Rimento book is our newest product. It's been in the market for about 6 months as of today. And it's not the first product that we built. We have another product that's completely separate from the Rimento book called the Rimento iPhone app. And that product was used to facilitate seated in-person oral history interviews with the people that we love. Right. And the thinking behind that was there was no way that we could ever get your grandmother to pick up her iPhone and record herself. That was the hypothesis that we held. So we built a tool that would allow you to do a do-it-yourself interview seated using a bank of expertly crafted questions that were deeply personalized based on what you told us about the person you were interviewing to create a structured conversation. And what we found was that there were lots of people who were very excited about preserving memories. And they downloaded the app because they thought we would help them do that. And then they realized that we required them to sit down with the person they loved and take a couple hours and do it themselves. And what we found was that a lot of the people who were downloading the app had kids of their own, And if you're a member of the sandwich generation who is increasingly caring for your parents and also for your kids, you are of the busiest generation that exists on this planet, mm-hmm. which often means that the things that you want to do ultimately don't happen because you make sacrifices to be able to provide for others. So what we found was that with the first product, we had a lot of people who were excited about the prospect of preserving stories, but very few people who could carve out a couple of hours to get it done. And that's why we've pivoted so aggressively into a tool that allows the person who's excited about having these stories captured to actually not have to do any of the work themselves. Mm-hmm. Remento makes it really easy if you want to do a lot of the work and you want to engage deeply to be able to customize the experience for the person you love. You can upload photographs. You can upload questions of your own. You can tailor the entire experience to your storyteller. But if you're someone who doesn't have the time to be able to do that, we can guide the entire process on your behalf and make it feel to your storyteller, your parent or your grandparent, like you are right with them at every step. And that's been the biggest challenge for us, was getting to that point, having the confidence to be able to build a tool that can address this. And then I would say the biggest asset for us, the biggest thing that differentiates us in the marketplace, is that it's a completely streamlined experience that requires very little involvement if you don't have the time to be involved as the host.
Yeah, it's an exciting time now that tools like this exist, and I'm sure people who are interested in this are happy to know that the effort doesn't have to be so substantial that they end up putting it off. And this is not a question, but just something I reiterate to our audience all the time is, you know, just get these things done. Typically, when I talk about this, I'm talking about get your estate plan done. It's worth it. Leave a legacy, not a mess, you know. But I think it's important to add on to that for this episode in particular when I say, you know, speaking to our audience directly now, these are important things. It may not seem important to the courts. It may not seem important to a judge when you're doing your estate plan or going over your will, but to your family down the line, family members who you don't even know yet, this stuff really matters. So don't put it off, you know? And I'm sure you would agree, Charlie. Just get it done. It's worth
it. I would agree. And that's another one of the challenges that we face. You asked, that was your last question. Like, one of the challenges is, how do we convince people to do this today?
Mm-hmm. You know, we've talked a little bit about the struggles of getting Remento up and running, but what are some of the lessons that you may have learned from those struggles, or maybe lessons you've learned from some of the high points of Remento that you carry not only throughout your career, but maybe your personal life as well?
Yeah, well, for better or worse, my personal life is deeply integrated into my professional life as well. So much of the experience of what we're building with Remento stem from personal experience of having sat down with one parent after receiving a really difficult diagnosis and realizing that we didn't actually have much time left. And that was with my mom. My dad passed away when I was early in life, and I realized I was potentially on the cusp of not having access to something that I was so glad to have of my mom that I so wished I had of my dad, which was the ability to ask her questions and hear about her background. That was why I sat down and interviewed my mom, and the experience changed my life. And what's been so rewarding with Remento is it took me so much effort when I did this with my mom. I had to figure out what I was going to ask. I had to find photos in my scrapbook. I had to figure out how to ask those questions, then ultimately like what to do with the content once it was recorded, how to make sure that it didn't just get forgotten about on a Google Drive account, basically be brought back up at some random point in the future when we went to clean things out. And like the thing that's been so exciting is realizing that we have thousands of people who are using our product who have had to do none of that work and are ultimately getting to the same destination, which is such a privilege to arrive at. And I can say, having done this years ago, it only becomes more valuable with time. So in terms of learning, like one is just how amazing it is to see people actually using a product and getting value. Surprise number two is we were dead wrong with our first hypothesis when we started this business that someone over the age of 60 would not be able to or be willing to record themselves. Mm-hmm. That was dead wrong. We've all lived through a pandemic where Zoom was actually not the way that we where Zoom became the way that we actually were connected to those that we love. Like we've learned to adopt that technology. And if we ourselves don't know how to use it, we almost certainly have access to someone on a weekly basis who does. Mm-hmm. So we have people who are in their 70s and their 80s, their 90s. We have one storyteller who's over 100 years old, wow, who are able to fully use our technology purely because of how simple we've made it. That was one of the biggest threats we knew to our business was people not feeling comfortable using the tech to record themselves. And we have totally streamlined the process of doing that. No downloads, no logins, no passwords. So that was a massive learning. And then the last piece was we were very focused when we started building this product on creating connection between adult children and their parents. So creating between the two of them an asset that could become valuable in the future. And what we have found is that the generation that has been so focused on video storytelling, people under the age of 25 who spend on average 3+ hours on TikTok a day mm-hmm. in the United States are for the first time seeing video content of their parents or their grandparents talking, and they're loving it. Mm-hmm. They're absolutely loving it. So what we see is Rumento being a tool not only to create something valuable for the future, but actually bringing families together in the present to be able to understand the lived experiences of family history. So our storybooks are creating opportunities for families to be engaged in a really special and meaningful way. And that's something that we've been just like delighted to be able to see from our customers and are definitely focused on scaling going forward.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic that there's an emphasis in your company in bringing these families together. You know, it's not just let me put my story in a book and then, you know, there it's done. It actually is thoughtful over the idea of that connection. So I think that's a fantastic value that your company holds there. To kind of wrap things up, I wanted to ask, you know, it might be personal, feel free to answer however you want, but I always like to get a little deeper with my guests. So I wanted to ask you personally, you know, what do you want your legacy to be? You know, how do you want to be remembered?
Such an important question. And it's something that I think in the process of building Rumento, I've come to realize is not something to be scared of, mm-hmm. right? Or to be able to think is going to be out of our control. So I'll tell you the thing that I would hope to be remembered by is the thing that brings me the most joy in my life today, which is one, my family. Mm-hmm. And the second is by having impact. And the way that I have been able to find fulfillment in my professional life is knowing that the tools that we are building are being used by people to create artifacts that are meaningful today and will come to exist as the most important documents that they have in the future. And if my legacy involved helping people create the kinds of content that I so wished I had of my dad growing up, and I so wish I had of my grandparents and my great-grandparents, that would be incredibly meaningful to me and would leave me feeling very, very excited for having lived a life well lived.
Well said. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, your legacy is not built in one day. Put a little bit into it every day to build it up. Anything else you want to say before we sign off?
I think I would just reiterate your call to action, mm-hmm. which is that because companies like Gentrio and Rumento have been working so tirelessly to make the process of crafting your legacy easy and streamlined, like, we have done the hard work for you. Now it is your turn to just take advantage of it. The tools are there.
And so, like I said, just like how your legacy is not, you know, built in one day, you don't have to do all of this in one day. Take a little bit at a time, but it's important.
It is. And I would just close by sharing when we talk about Rumento to people who haven't heard of our company, there are almost always two reactions that I get. And the first is, I've got someone in my life who I would love to do this with. Like they would be perfect for this. Like they're fun. They've got great stories. Maybe there's someone who hasn't really opened up in the past, but we know has a rich set of experiences. That's group number one. Group number two is people who say, there's someone in my life who I so wish I could have done this with. Mm-hmm. And I would just say to your audience, be the person in the first category. Because if you don't do it soon, you'll end up in the second category. And that is a really difficult place to be.
Rumento.com, correct? It's where people can
find .co. .co. You can just Google Rumento. We'll show up, hopefully.
Rumento, R-E-M-E-N-T-O, ladies and gentlemen. Go check it out. As always, check out Gentrio as well. Get your estate plan done. Get your memories recorded. Put into a book that you can physically have, which, again, I can't emphasize how cool I think that is. Charlie, thank you for being on. I appreciate having you here.
Yeah, likewise. It was a pleasure, Jacob. Thank you.
All right. Take care.